33. Juliet cursed the radio and finally let Walker have a try. Courtney watched them both with concern. Lucas had come through a couple of times, but all they'd heard was the patter of boots and the hissing of his breathing or some kind of static. Walker examined the portable. The radio had grown needlessly complex with the knobs and dials he'd added. He fiddled with something and shrugged.
"Looks okay to me," he said, tugging on his beard. "Must be on the other end."
One of the other radios on the bench barked. It was the large unit he'd built, the one with the wire dangling from the ceiling. There was a familiar voice, followed by a burst of static.
"Hello? Anyone? We've got a problem down here."
Juliet raced around the workbench and grabbed the mic before Walker or Courtney could. She recognized that voice.
"Hank, this is Juliet. What's going on?"
"We've got, reports from the mids of some kind of vapor leak. Are you still in that area?"
"No, I'm down in mechanical." "What kind of vapor leak? And from where?"
"In the stairwell, I think. I'm out on the landing right now and don't see anything, but I hear a racket above me. Sounds like a ton of traffic. Can't tell if it's heading up or down. No fire alarm, though."
"Break! Break!"
It was another voice cutting in. Juliet recognized it as Peter. He was calling for a pause in the chatter so he could say something.
"Go ahead, Peter."
"Jules, I've got some kind of leak up here as well. It's in the airlock."
Juliet looked to Courtney, who shrugged.
"Confirm that you have smoke in the airlock," she said.
"I don't think it's smoke, and it's in the airlock you added, the new one. Wait, no, that's strange."
Juliet found herself pacing between Walker's workbenches.
"What's strange? Describe what you're seeing."
She imagined an exhaust leak, something from the main generator. They would have to shut it down, and the backup was gone.
Fuck, her worst nightmare.
Courtney frowned at her, was probably thinking the same thing.
Fuck, fuck.
"Jules, the yellow door's open. I repeat, the inner airlock door is wide open, and I didn't do it. It was locked just a bit ago."
"What about the smoke?" Juliet asked. "Is it getting worse? Stay low and cover your face. You'll want a wet rag or something."
"It's not smoke, and it's inside the new door you welded up. That door's still shut. I'm looking through the glass right now. The smoke is all inside there, and I can see through the yellow door. It's wide open. It's... holy shit!"
Juliet felt her heart race. The tone of his voice. She couldn't remember Peter ever uttering a cuss word in all the time she'd known him. And she'd known him through the worst of it.
"Peter?" "Jules, the outer door is open. I say again, the outer airlock door is wide open. I can see straight through the airlock into what looks like a ramp. I think I'm looking outside. Gods, Juliet, I'm looking straight outside."
"I need you to get out of there," Juliet said. "Leave everything as it is and get out. Shut the cafeteria door behind you. Seal it up with something. Tape or caulk or something from the kitchen. Do you read?"
"Yes. Yes."
His voice was labored. Juliet recalled Lucas telling her something bad was about to happen. She looked to Walker, who still had the new portable in his hand. She needed the old portable. She shouldn't have let him modify the thing.
"I need you to raise Luke," she said.
Walker shrugged helplessly.
"I'm trying," he said.
"Jules, this is Peter again. I've got traffic heading my way up the stairs. I can hear them. Sounds like half the silo. I don't know why they're heading this way."
Juliet thought of what Hank had said about hearing traffic on the stairwell. If there was a fire, everyone was supposed to man a hose or get to a safe level and wait for assistance. Why would people be running up?
"Peter, don't let them near the office. Keep them away from the airlock. Don't let them through."
Her mind whirled. What would she do if she were up there? Have to get in there with a suit on and shut those doors. But that would mean opening the new airlock door. The new airlock door. It shouldn't be there. Forget the sign of smoke. The outside air was now attached to the silo. The outside air...
"Peter? Jules, I can't stay here. Everyone's acting crazy. They're in the office, Jules. I don't want to shoot anyone. I can't."
"Listen to me. The vapor. It's the argon, isn't it?"
"It... maybe. Yeah, it looked like that. I only saw it fill the airlock the once, when you went out, but yeah."
Juliet felt her heart sink, her head spin. Her boots no longer touched the floor as she hovered, empty inside, numb and half dead. The gas, the poison, the seal missing from the sample canister, that fucker in Silo 1 and his threats, he'd done it. He was killing them all. A thousand useless plans and schemes flitted through Juliet's mind, all of them hopeless and too late. Far too late.
"Jules?"
She squeezed the mic to answer Peter, and then realized the voice was coming from Walker's hands. It was coming from the portable radio.
Lucas, she gasped. Her vision blurred as she reached for the other radio.